ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 3.
日本語道場。
I'm sorry, where is the Japanese food I can eat?
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Naomi 先生。
Hi.
こんにちは。
こんにちは、ピーターさん。
So today we have another great lesson. And today we're going to be talking about food.
Yes, my favorite topic.
So can you give us a bit of background here? Where does the conversation take place?
ビアガーデン。
Beer garden.
はい。
So the conversation takes place at a beer garden, which is a place where people go to drink and eat.
Yes.
So you can get dinner, and of course, you can get...
Beer. ビール。
And for this one, you want to hold it one more time?
はい。ビール。
Because the short version, ビール, is what?
Building.
Yeah, so you don't want to get a building when you go out to eat.
You can't drink ビール, ね。
Yeah, so that's one important thing, one of the many important things we're going to cover today. So now that we have the location, where does, well, who is this conversation between? Who's talking here?
Fabrizio.
Fabrizio?
Waiter or waitress.
The waiter or the waitress.
はい。
So it's formal, very polite Japanese.
そうです、right.
Okay, with that said, are you ready?
はい。
Part 3, here we go.
すみません。これは肉ですか？
いいえ、肉ではありません。魚です。サーモンです。
そうですか。これは肉ですか？
はい、そうです。鶏肉です。
これは肉ですか？
いえいえ、肉じゃないです。野菜と豆です。ファブリーツィオさんはベジタリアンですか？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
すみません。これは肉ですか？
いいえ、肉ではありません。魚です。サーモンです。
そうですか。これは肉ですか？
はい、そうです。鶏肉です。
これは肉ですか？
いえいえ、肉じゃないです。野菜と豆です。ファブリツィオさんはベジタリアンですか？
次は英語が入ります。
すみません。これは肉ですか？
Excuse me, is this meat?
いいえ、肉ではありません。魚です。サーモンです。
No, it isn't meat, it's fish. It's salmon.
そうですか。これは肉ですか？
Is that so? Is this meat?
はい、そうです。鶏肉です。
Yes, that's right. It's chicken.
これは肉ですか?
Is this meat?
いえいえ、肉じゃないです。野菜と豆です。
No, no. It's not meat. That's salad and beans.
ファブリツィオさんはベジタリアンですか?
Fabrizio, are you a vegetarian?
Naomi sensei,
Hi.
What did you think of today's conversation?
I really liked the first phrase.
Which was?
Kanpai! This is so useful phrase. You gotta know.
All right, let's just slow down. Let's bring everybody up to speed.
Okay.
What is this word? Can we have the word one more time?
Kanpai.
Cheers.
Yes.
Now, can you break this down for us?
Kanpai. Kanpai.
I said word, but this is actually a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I find the most interesting about this is the meaning of the kanji.
Oh, yes.
The first character means?
Dry.
The second one means?
glass.
So you can figure it out. You put your glass up, and it's your responsibility to make it a dry glass.
そうですね。
So, gotta drink it all. Nami-san, can you give us some situations where you would hear this phrase?
At the beginning of the party.
Yes. So, almost any occasion, if you're going out with friends, even if it's just two people, any case that you would use cheers in English, anytime you would toast in English, that's where you would use this.
そうですね。
Okay, so they are all toasting. So, today we want to take a closer look at this conversation, but before that, let's take a look at the vocab.
はい。
Naomi-san, what do we have first?
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian. Vegetarian.
Now, this means vegetarian, but how could I say I'm a vegetarian?
私はベジタリアンです。
So again, is that 私は something, something, something? Desu construction.
はい、そうです。
In casual situations, just drop the 私は。So to say I'm a vegetarian, you could just say?
ベジタリアンです。
So for all of you travelers out there, or all of you vegetarians living in Japan, if you go to a restaurant, you can just say?
ベジタリアンです。
And they'll know that you're a vegetarian.
But I think you should be very careful because even if they know you're a vegetarian, they still serve some meat or fish. Because we don't have many vegetarians in Japan, so they don't understand the idea of vegetarian.
What about the Buddhists?
Ah, Buddhists.
Gotcha.
すみません。そうですね。You're right. You're so right. But I don't think Buddhist monks go to beer garden.
Excellent point. You got me. Okay. Touché. Can I, in this case, could I say, Kochira koso? Like, you got me too? What would be the appropriate phrase saying, letting you know that I'm admitting that you got me?
引き分け。
Ah, so it's a draw.
はい。
Okay, I got it. So I was up one, now you're up one.
はい。
Well, you
引き分けです。
You got one back, so one more time.
引き分け。
引き分けです。
はい、引き分けですね。All right, next time, I'll win.
Well, we still have more time in this lesson, so let's see how things work out. All right, moving on. Next we have...
Waitress.
Waitress.
Ueitores. Waitress.
And of course, this is taken from the English word, waitress.
はい。
And for a waiter, we have?
Waiter.
Again, taken from the English. Just break this down.
Ueita-a. Waiter.
You want to hold at the end. Waiter. How was that? Pitch accent okay?
はい。Perfect.
All right. I really like these Numi lessons. So can you just give us the pronunciation one more time? Because like, again, these katakana words, even though, you know, it's just, I'm so naturally inclined to say waiter. And sometimes, ooh, in the beginning, the waiter is just a little difficult to hit. So one more time, nice and slow.
Hai. Waiter.
Waiter.
Hai.
There's an ooh in there in the beginning.
Hai.
Waiter.
そうですね。
Then we have?
Waitress.
And is there an ooh there too?
Hai.
Waitress.
そうですね。
And the accent's going up, down. What's going on here?
Waitress.
So kind of it goes up a bit and then comes back down. One more time.
Waitress.
Waitress.
はい。
Rising then back down.
はい。
Oh, pitch accent. It's really exciting.
そうですね。
Okay, can't get too worked up. Next we have.
肉。
Meat.
肉。肉。
Now's the perfect time to really get into kanji. I think you should really get in right from the start.
Yeah. If you take a look at the kanji for niku, you can see nice six pack there.
Are you talking about abdominal muscles? What? Nami-sensei?
Moshiwake
gozaimasen. I'm really sorry, but I can't see the six pack in the niku.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, six pack there. You can't see it?
Okay, we're going to need some help from you listeners. check out the PDF or check out the kanji for niku, and I got to know if you see a six-pack. See, what I see is inside and then a person.
Oh.
And the meat winds up inside the person. Sorry, vegetarians, but the meat winds up inside the person. So that's why it's logical.
でも six-pack is also logical too.
Anyway.
Yes. Okay, so we'll leave that to the comment board. Again, stop by, leave us a post. Please, please leave us a post. Nami-sensei, what do we have next?
Hai. Sakana.
Fish.
Sa-ka-na. Sakana.
This is followed by?
Salmon.
Salmon.
Sa-a-mo-n. Salmon.
Long vowel here. And mm-hmm. what about the pitch accent?
Salmon.
So flat and high, then dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Salmon.
Hai.
Salmon.
So desu.
This is, I go on and on about it, but, you know, for me, I have a lot of ingrained problems with my Japanese that, you know, just were never corrected or I never had the time to learn. So going over these basics, and especially this pitch accent is, I'm really excited about it. One more time, let me say it.
Hai.
Salmon.
So desu.
Tanoshii desu. It's fun. Japanese is so fun. Especially when you could say it right.
So desu ne.
Okay, next we have.
Tori.
Bird.
Tori. Tori.
Now this refers to birds in general.
Hai, so desu.
The reason I'm pointing this out is we have our next word.
Tori niku.
Which is chicken.
Hai.
Break it down.
Tori niku. Tori niku.
I guess it's pretty logical because... In most of the world, we usually eat one main bird.
Yeah, chicken.
Yeah, so the bird meat, which is the literal translation, mm-hmm. bird meat,
yeah.
is chicken.
Hai, so desu. Toriniku.
Okay, what do we have next?
Yasai.
Vegetables.
Hai. Yasai. Yasai.
Followed by?
Mame.
Beans.
Mame. Mame.
I'm going to have to do it, but the interesting here is the word tofu, which you're probably already familiar with in English.
Mm.
Let's take a look at what that literally means. We have the kanji for beans. This is followed by the kanji for?
Fermented.
Yeah, or simply rotting. So rotting beans. Actually, beans rotting,
mm-hmm.
but rotting beans.
So desu ne.
But I think... That's an excellent point. I probably should think of it as fermentation, as it's much more, makes the appetite that much better.
So
more appetizing way of putting it. What a nice marketing word, fermentation.
Fermentation. So desu ne.
Okay, next we have.
To.
The particle and with.
Kanpai.
Cheers. And we already covered this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take a look at this conversation.
Hai.
Shall we?
Hai.
Are you ready?
Hi.
Here we go. What do we have first?
Kanpai.
And we had everybody saying this together. So this is quite a common scene, again, Hi. At get-togethers. Start off with the kanpai.
Hi, kanpai.
Now, I want to take a look at the pronunciation here a little bit. Because actually, kanpai. But when you say it, it kind of sounds like an M sound.
So
as opposed to the hard N. So more than kanpai. It sounds more like?
Kanpai. It's actually M sound.
Yeah.
Because P is, your lips are together at the pa sound, right?
Yeah.
So we use M, which is M sound, instead of N, which is N sound.
And this is, the reason we're pointing this out is because you're going to come across this quite a bit. Kanpai.
Hai.
Another one I could think of is newspaper. What's the word for newspaper?
Shinbun.
And again, it's more of an M sound. If we break it down, it's actually shi-n-bu-n. There's an N in there. But again, with that B sound, we get that transition to an M sound.
Yeah.
And we have?
Shinbun.
So just wanted to point this out here. So when you hear it, it's going to sound like kanpai. So now they've had their toast. They've had their sips of whatever they're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're ready to eat.
Hai.
But... Fabrizio has a little bit of a problem.
So desu ne.
So he gets someone's attention with?
すみません.
Excuse me. Followed by?
これは肉ですか?
Is this meat? Is our translation. So literally we have, this meat is? Question? This meat is? The wa establishes the topic here. So the item that he's talking about is located close by.
Hai.
So probably he's even gesturing to it.
So desu ne.
Is this meat pointing like at something specific inside what he's about to eat? And the interesting thing here is this question marking particle. K Can we take a look at this without the か
はい。
We have?
これは肉です。
This is meat.
はい。
And this is closer to the English. Let's just take a look at the elements. Again, we have
これ。
This.
は。
Topic market particle.
肉。
Meat.
です。
Is. So literally, this meat is.
はい。
We just have to reverse the order of the verb and meat. So this is meat. We're almost, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when we attach the question marking particle か is that just by doing that, we now have a question. Is this meat? When we have des, just adding a か will make the whole thing into a question.
そうですね。
The order stays the same.
はい。
In English, we have to reverse the word order and move things around, but not the case in Japanese.
Mm. Japanese is easier in this case. Just add ka at the end of the sentence.
We'll give you the perfect example. Naomi-san, can you introduce yourself?
Naomi desu.
Ah, すいません. Naomi desu ka? It's just, that's it.
Hi, so desu ne. Right.
I am Naomi. Are you Naomi?
Hi.
In English, we have all this word order and things moving around. Japanese is much easier in this case. One more time, nice and slow.
Hai. Naomi desu.
Naomi desu ka? And then you would answer that with?
Naomi desu.
Very, very useful. Okay, then on we go.
Ie.
No.
Niku dewa arimasen.
It's not meat.
Sakana desu.
It's fish.
Salmon desu.
It's salmon. Okay, so this is the main focus of today's lesson.
はい。
Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
はい。肉ではありません。
So, Naomi-sensei, let's start with the word for no, which is?
いいえ。
And you want to hold the first part because it's a long vowel in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you say いいえ, that's a house.
はい。
Give it to us one more time.
いいえ。
Long vowel in there.
はい。
This is followed by?
肉。
Meat.
ではありません。
Meat isn't. So literally we have meat isn't.
はい。Originally, これは was there, but since it's obvious they're talking about this, they dropped これは part.
Perfect explanation. In a textbook conversation, you would see the これは, and it would sound like this.
これは肉ではありません。
But as Naomi-sensei pointed out, this is inferred. From the previous question that they're talking about this. So it gets dropped.
はい。
So literally we have, meat isn't.
そうですね。
But the translation is?
It isn't meat.
Yeah, it.
そうですね。And ではありません sounds very formal. I'd like to introduce more casual expression.
Yeah. Before we jump into that though, right now at this particular point in time, just remember, ではありません as a set phrase.
はい。
And don't worry about the conjugation. We'll get into that later. But dewa arimasen can be attached to nouns and na adjectives, which we'll get into a little bit later, but just for now. So right now, set phrase that's attached to a noun follows right after a noun in the case that it's not that thing.
So this.
That made sense. Okay, now what is the casual expression you want to introduce?
じゃないです.
Same meaning. And please remember this too as a set phrase for now.
じゃないです。じゃないです。
So how we say it isn't meat?
肉じゃないです。
Again, similar to ではありません, it's attached directly to the noun.
はい。
So we have it isn't meat. This is followed by?
魚です。
It's fish. Literally though, fish is.
はい。
Again, we don't have the it. We don't have the this.
はい。
But it's inferred.
はい。
From the conversation. So it's fish.
Salmon desu.
It's salmon. That's where Japanese is really great. A lot's inferred. So even if you know these words, you can use desu in so many cases to even have conversations.
はい.
Then we have?
そうですか?
Is that so?
If this expression said in a rising tone, it is a question.
So, そうですか?
はい.
Is the question.
はい. And そうですか? It's kind of like he's talking to himself, like confirming.
Like a rhetorical question.
Hi.
He doesn't want an answer to it. He's just, is that so?
So this.
So the rising one is where you're asking a question and the falling intonation is the rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm. So this.
Got it. Moving on.
これは肉ですか?
Is this meat? And again, we covered this in a previous lesson, the filler.
はい。
This is followed by?
はい、そうです。
Yes, that's right.
鶏肉です。
It's chicken. Again, literally, chicken is.
はい。
It is inferred. It's chicken.
これは肉ですか?
Is this meat?
いえいえ。
No.
肉じゃないです。
It isn't meat.
いえ is no, right? Like short version of いえ。But いえいえ。Like no, no.
no, no.
はい。
So, I think, well, what comes next、
mm-hmm.
will tell you why this person used いえいえ。What do we have next?
肉じゃないです。
Followed by?
野菜と豆です。
So, because he's asking if salad and beans are meat, that's why the waitress was kind of like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she was, got a little bit excited about answering, you know, quickly.
はい、そうです。
And then finally we have?
ファブリツィオさんはベジタリアンですか?
Are you vegetarian, Fabrizio?
はい。
I think this sentence exemplifies how to approach the topic marking particle at this stage. This is very similar to English. Fabrizio, pause. Are you a vegetarian? Because if you cut out Fabrizio and you just have vegetarian desu ka? Are you a vegetarian? Because the person you're asking is inferred, are you a vegetarian? Textbook we would say, あなたは
ベジタリアンですか?
Are you a vegetarian? But here, we establish the topic with wa, Fabrizio-san. So, Fabrizio, pause. Are you a vegetarian? And this is similar to how some people even speak in English. Naomi.
はい。
Do you like pizza? Or something along these lines.
Ah, そうですね。
Rather, do you like pizza, Naomi? You know, sometimes. So, if you think about it this way, it may help you kind of comprehend what is meant by this topic marking particle. Establish that topic and then go on to talk about it.
面白い。そうですね。
Okay, but today's lesson was long.
はい。
Now, even longer is the PDF accompanying this. Naomi Sensei wrote a great PDF covering everything in today's lesson, so you definitely want to stop by and check this out.
はい。
Naomi Sensei, our lessons are so long.
そうですね。
But I think there's so much in there, and the pitch accent.
はい。
Doesn't get any better. All right, I think that's going to do for today.
はい。じゃあ、また。
See you next week.
すみません。これは肉ですか?
いいえ、肉ではありません。魚です。サーモンです。
そうですか。これは肉ですか?
はい、そうです。鶏肉です。
これは肉ですか?
いえいえ、肉じゃないです。野菜と豆です。ファブリーツィオさんはベジタリアンですか?